Red Dirt Music, how did that come about?
Well, it comes about, in my mind, by just all the stuff I've already talked about, by growing up in this region and having all those influences, including Woody and including Bob Dylan. You get all of that stuff and throw in the country music and the hillbilly and the gospel and you mix it all up. That's Red Dirt Music. It's a region. Really, I downplay it a little bit. They keep, you know, trying to plant that on me as a godfather of, or one of them, because Bob Childers may be the guy and Tom Skinner. But it's this area. It's Stillwater. And they call their place the farm. But it's after we left. But when we did our first record, the Moses record, recorded live in Enid, and that really is Red Dirt Country over there. The guy writing the liner notes combined with the guy doing the artwork for the label, and it's great. Carl Bruni and Mike Dugan was the writer. Carl Bruni, B-R-U-N-E, is the artist. In conjunction with us, and it's really Mike Dugan, came up with this deal of Red Dirt Music. Red Dirt Records was going to be our label. It had to do with the color of the dirt where we lived and recorded, a reference to being organic. The thing that finishes off his liner notes of "Take this record home and make it your friend, you'll like it better than your dog," I think is pretty good. Then along comes Jimmy LaFave. He has died last year, and good friend, and just a brilliant, brilliant singer and songwriter. He's the young guy for us, like Jim Edgar was to me, you know, on a local level. Then Moses was to him, the old guys. We're just a few years older, but the old guys. And Charlene and I were married in 76 and moved to Nashville. But he says he went to sing in Europe, small time or something, but they're interviewing him, and they say, "Well, what do you call your music?" And he just flashed back to the Moses record and Red Dirt record and said, "Well, Red Dirt Music." I'll accept that as the origin because I love that story and being a part of it in any way.
But it did start with you.
In some fashion.
Okay.